From the News Center, a news focus.
Today's population in states, including Pennsylvania, consists of fewer children. That's according to the latest census data. And the Annie E. Casey Foundation report says Pennsylvania is one of six states that appears to have lost more than 100,000 children over the past decade. That's a 4% decline. And demographer Bill O'Hare with the Casey Foundation says children made up 22% of the U.S. population in 2020, and it's gone down even more steeply since. This could mean implications for the labor force in the future.
Entry-level workers are going to be going down. They haven't gone down much since, but they will be over the next 10 years as older children are replaced by smaller birth cohorts. As those number of entry-level workers go down, it's going to be harder for employers to find the kind of people they need for jobs.
He said it's important to make sure every child gets the kind of education, training, and opportunities for the types of jobs employers are looking to fill. O'Hare notes that data shows the number of non-Hispanic white children has decreased since 2010, while the populations of children of color have increased. He said that could signal a need for greater investment in these demographic groups that historically have faced some educational challenges.
Particularly Hispanics and Asians and children of two or more races. Those groups have been increasing, and those groups in the past have not always done as well education-wise as the majority populations.
With fewer children being born, O'Hare said more money could be spent on each child's education, although fewer kids could signal less support for schools. He points out that as the numbers of households and adult voters without children increase, they may be less supportive of public education. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.